Well, folks, it's a beautiful afternoon here, and we are in Sonoma County, and I've just driven out of Healdsburg. And Healdsburg is a beautiful wine hub here, and we're into the Russian River Valley. And your name is, sir?
John Bucher.
I am at Bucher Wines, and we are very excited. If you could see, if the podcast could show you what I'm looking at, you wouldn't want to leave here.
People come out and visit, and we have a nice patio here, a nice view, and it's hard to get up and move on.
Right. John, let's talk about the history of this, and you're really about Pinot Noir. But
my parents immigrated from Lucerne, Switzerland, back in the early and mid-50s, and worked in the Bay Area odd jobs, and then settled on this property and was able to find this and purchase it in 1958. So we've been farming in the Russian River Valley for over 60 years. So we like to call ourselves farmers that make wine. And our focus, like you said, is Pinot Noir.
Well, all winemakers are farmers, are really down deep, but this is a passion here. You must have the passion for the Pinot Noir and also this land. I mean, this land is very special.
Yeah, well, I'm a fourth generation farmer spanning two continents. I still have cousins in Switzerland that farm the ranch that my dad grew up on. We've been staying in touch with them, and it's great to go visit and have that connection. Actually, back up, what you said is really true. Winemaking really does start in the vineyard, what we call the 360. That's our barrel reserve. And so we basically blend that, you know, during our blending sessions and decide which barrels fit that profile. We're looking for something that's unique or different from that vintage. 360 has multiple meanings. It could come from anywhere in the vineyard, 360 degrees of the vineyard. It's also a tribute to the vineyard itself. It's also a tribute to my parents for buying the property. It's the property they purchased in 1958 was 360 acres, and it's 360 acres today. It's really a tribute also to the land. When I was a kid growing up, my dad would talk about how when he first arrived on the farm here and was cleaning things up and getting things ready, there were some old grapevines on the south end of the ranch that he was clearing to make pasture for our livestock. There were vines that were, you know, that were no longer viable, and there were still a few out in the field. This ranch actually had, these are probably pre-prohibition grapevines. He cleared that to make better pasture for our cattle. I come back from UC Davis studying animal science, ag economics, and a few years later, we're taking the pasture from the north end of the ranch and converting it back to vineyard starting in the mid-90s. The land itself here, which is really a tribute to our land but the agriculture in Sonoma County, has come full circle, 360 degrees. It was at one time grapes and was transitioned to something other agriculture, and now part of it is back in grapes again.
Now that's a great story. And really what we're talking about here is letting the vineyard and the fruit have its own signature, these wines. And we have a second Pinot Noir.
Yeah, the second one is actually something that we did. We actually grafted one of the Pinot clones to a new clone that we discovered actually through our winemaker, Adam Lee. It's called the Dijon 943 clone. Adam thought it would be really interesting to try it, something different than we didn't have here. We've been focusing more on the Pomard clones here, which retain the acidity. And Dijon 943 was a very small cluster, small berries, very concentrated fruit, almost a darker fruit profile. And we liked it so much that we actually did an individual bottling just with that clone called Opus Block. That's the name of the block that it's planted. It's named after my dad, who passed away in 2015. The grandkids called him Opa. So Opa's Block, the bottling is unique in that it's just one site, one clone. And we talk a lot about clones in Pinot Noir, which gets a little bit into the weeds. We do 100% whole cluster fermentation with this wine. It has 100% stem inclusion, and it gives it more tannins. And the 943 doesn't have a lot of seeds, a lot of tannins, so the stem inclusion actually gives it additional tannins, are really lovely now, but can age really nicely also.
Well, I think the chefs have their work cut out for them, because these wines probably by themselves are just beautiful. And if we add food to it, I'm going to be there for a while.
I think you will.
All right. Well, folks, we're going to open some great Pinot Noir here. Thank you, John.
You're welcome.